Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is a barren field, frozen with snow. Langston Hughes. Part 1. I am born. February 12th, 1963. I am born on a Tuesday at University Hospital, Columbus, Ohio, USA, a country caught between black and white. I am born not long from the time or far from the place where my great-great-grandparents worked the deep, rich land, unfree, dawn till dusk, unpaid, drank cool water from scooped-out gourds, looked up and followed the sky's mirrored constellation to freedom. I am born as the South explodes, too many people, too many years, enslaved, then emancipated but not free. The people who look like me keep fighting and marching and getting killed so that today, February 12th, 1963, and every day from this moment on, brown children like me can grow up free, can grow up learning and voting and walking and riding wherever we want. I am born in Ohio, but the stories of South Carolina already run like rivers through my veins. Second daughter's second day on earth. My birth certificate says, female, Negro. Mother, Mary Ann Irby, 22, Negro. Father, Jack Austin Woodson, 25, Negro. In Birmingham, Alabama, Martin Luther King Jr. is planning a march on Washington, where John F. Kennedy is president. In Harlem, Malcolm X is standing on a soapbox talking about a revolution. Outside the window of University Hospital, snow is slowly falling. So much already covers this vast Ohio ground. In Montgomery, only 7 years have passed since Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a city bus. I am born brown-skinned, black-haired, and wide-eyed. I am born Negro here and colored there. And somewhere else, the freedom singers have linked arms, their protests rising into song. Deep in my heart, I do believe that we shall overcome someday. And somewhere else, James Baldwin is writing about injustice, each novel, each essay changing the world. I do not yet know who I'll be, what I'll say, how I'll say it. Not even 3 years have passed since a brown girl named Ruby Bridges walked into an all-white school. Armed guards surrounded her while hundreds of white people spat and called her names. She was 6 years old. I do not know if I'll be strong like Ruby. I do not know what the world will look like when I am finally able to walk, speak, write. Another Buckeye, the nurse says to my mother. Already I am being named for this place, Ohio, the Buckeye State. My fingers curl into fists automatically. This is the way, my mother said, of every baby's hand. I do not know if these hands will become Malcolms, raised and fisted, or Martins, open and asking, or Jameses, curled around a pen. I do not know if these hands will be Rosas or Rubies, gently gloved and fiercely folded, calmly in a lap, on a desk, around a book, ready to change the world.